So they enlisted the best brain in England to help them. You, my dear brother, have been working for the Wilhelmstrasse.
Am I going too fast for the best brain in England? So, there's very definitely a very competitive streak between the two of them.
The woman who was brought to your house in the middle of the night, apparently fished out of the Thames, and apparently suffering from amnesia, is in fact Ilse von Hofmannsthal, one of their most skillful agents. Am I going too fast for the best brain in England?
And Mycroft is very sarcastic, saying, now this time, I'm the one who really knows what's going on, not you.
They planted her on you quite neatly, I must admit, so that you could lead them to their objective, the air pump. Very much like using a hog to find truffles. And now perhaps you'd care to join me. I'm expecting a certain royal personage from Balmoral.
Christopher Lee plays it so brilliantly, I think. And it's a very touching performance, because although he sort of is disdainful and kowtowing to royalty and everything, it's clear that he does care somewhere deep down in his icy heart. I think he just wants everything to be ordered. That's what he wants. He just wants order. I think really, genuinely, in our increasingly fragmented world, the reason that conspiracy theories are so popular is because we all like to believe there is someone like Mycroft Holmes. Because it's actually quite reassuring to think, even if there are dark presence, there is some kind of order. There is none.
The early 1970s were awash with conspiracy theories. This was bizarrely reflected in the letters sent by fans to 221B Baker Street, most of them asking for Holmes to solve a current crisis, like the Watergate scandal, or a plane hijacking, or even rescue Patty Hearst.